Yeah, it's a huge issue for us, Catherine. You'd be aware we have spoken to you over the course of the last number of weeks. We have been speaking to people who have been directly affected by some of these issues that are causing huge concern to the general public. On the 16th of January, which is almost a month to the day, Gerry Crawford, on behalf of himself and myself as members of the Regional Health Forum, sought a meeting with the ambulance personnel. And we still haven't got a date for that meeting. So it's a huge concern to us, and the issues that we raise are of huge concern to the public. When you see a situation whereby ambulance personnel find themselves working, some of them up to 22 hours, when we find ourselves in a situation where the public are waiting over an hour for an ambulance. And in one of the cases that we have identified and highlighted, unfortunately, by the time the ambulance got to its destination, that the patient had passed away. So the family of that person had said to me personally that they wanted to make sure this didn't happen to anyone else again. So this is an issue that needs to be addressed as a matter of urgency. It's an issue that's of massive concern to the general public. And, you know, for far too long, I think, we've been fobbed off with different models and different answers. Ambulance control and the senior people involved in the management of ambulance service are well aware of the challenges that we're facing on a daily basis. And when you have a situation where ambulances have been sent from other counties to Donegal, this model hasn't worked, and it won't work in an area like Donegal, which has a huge geographic spread from Malinhead to Bundoran. And as a matter of urgency, we're seeking a meeting between the senior management of ambulance control and indeed the senior management of Letterkenny General Hospital as well, because of the huge delays that are happening there with ambulance personnel getting released and being held maybe from 4 hours to 7 hours. So this is a matter of huge concern, and the urgency of this cannot be expressed enough.
And while it's not the fault of the staff at the hospital, there just isn't enough of them, particularly ambulance crews, to facilitate going out in the ambulance.
This is of absolute huge concern to the staff at the hospital, and it's the staff at the hospital that need the support to resolve the issue. It's a massive issue, and it's an issue that's causing huge concern to the staff at the coalface in A&E and Letterkenny Hospital, who, let me add, are, as I've been told, at the end of their tether, some of them near breaking point. I stand full square, as Councillor Crawford does, with the staff at Letterkenny General Hospital, but I'm calling on the management of the hospital and the ambulance control to come together as a matter of urgency to address the huge delays in ambulance personnel at the hospital, and whatever steps need to be taken at the hospital to alleviate that as well, because the staff, more than anyone else in both A&E and ambulance service, are being directly affected by this, and some of them are almost at breaking point.
Another area of concern you've highlighted in your statement is the vast amount of money being spent on private ambulances.
Yeah, that's an area of huge concern, but it's very obvious the model that has been adopted here for the last number of years hasn't worked, and it won't work, and we've raised that from the very start. We have huge concerns. It was originally a model taken from the NHS in England. Maybe it works well where you have a great road network and you have short travel distance times, but in Donegal, it's different. We have a huge geographical challenge. Let it be from Bridgend to Glencolumbkill or from Bundoran to Malinhead, the road network's not the same, so the travel distance is a lot slower and a lot longer. So the people at the coalface know full well the huge issues are there. But this, I can't stress the urgency enough of this model that's there, that needs to be absolutely reviewed as a matter of urgency, so we have enough ambulance crews to meet the demands that we have here in this region.